Sir Hugh, persuade me not. I will make a Star Chamber matter of it. If he were 20 Sir John Falstaffs, he shall not abuse Robert Shallow, Esquire.
In the county of Gloucester, justice of peace and quorum.
Aye, Cousin Slender and Custalorum.
Aye, and Ratalorum too, and a gentleman born, Master Parson, who writes himself Armigero. In any bill, warrant, quittance, or obligation, Armigero.
Aye, that I do, and have done any time these 300 years.
All his successors gone before him hath done, and all his ancestors that come after him may. They may give the dozen white louses in their coat.
It is an old coat.
A dozen white louses? Do become an old coat well. It agrees well, passant. It is a familiar beast to man and signifies love.
The luce is the fresh fish, the salt fish is an old cod.
I may quarter, Gaz.
You may, by marrying.
It is marring, indeed, if he quarter it.
Not a whit.
Oh, yes, Perlady. If he has a quarter of your coat, there is but three skirts for yourself in my simple conjectures. But that is all one. If Sir John Falstaff have committed disparagements to you, I am of the church and will be glad to do my benevolence to make atonements and compromises between you.
The council shall hear it. It is a riot.
It is not meet the council hear a riot. There is no fear of God in a riot. The council, look, you shall desire to hear the fear of God and not to hear a riot. Take your visiments in that.
My life, if I were young again, the sword should end it.
It is better that friends is the sword and end it. And there is also another device in my brain, which peradventure brings good discretions with it. There is Anne Page, which is daughter to Master Thomas Page, which is pretty virginity.
Mistress Anne Page, she has brown hair and speaks more like a woman.
It is that very person for all the world, as just as you will desire, and £700 in monies and gold and silver is her grandsire upon his death's bed. God deliver to a joyful resurrection's give, when she is able to overtake 17 years old. It were a good motion if we leave our pribbles and prabbles and desire a marriage between Master Abraham and Mistress Anne Page.
Did her grandsire leave her £700?
Aye, and her father is maker a petapenny.
I know the young gentlewoman. Oh, she has good gifts.
£700 and possibilities is good gifts.
Well, let us see, honest Master Page.
Is Falstaff there?
Shall I tell you a lie? I do despise a liar as I do despise one that is false, or as I despise one that is not true. The knight Sir John is there, and I beseech you, be ruled by your well-willers. I will beat the door for Master Page. What ho? God bless your house here.
Who's there?
Here is God's blessing on your friend, and Justice Shallow. And here, young Master Slender, that peradventure shall tell you another tale, if matters grow to your liking.
I am glad to see your worships well. I thank you for my venison, Master Shallow.
Master Page, I am glad to see you. Much good do it your good heart. I wish your venison better. It was ill-killed.
Oh, no.
How doth good Mistress Page?
Well,
I thank you always with my heart, la, with my heart.
Sir, I thank you.
Sir, I thank you. By yea and no, I do.
I am glad to see you, good Master Slender.
How does your fellow greyhound, sir? I heard say he was outrun on Cotswold.
It could not be judged, sir.
Oh, you'll not confess. Oh, you'll not confess.
That he will not. Tis your fault. Tis your fault. Tis a good dog.
A curse, sir.
Sir, he's a good dog and a fair dog. Can there be more said? He is good and fair.
Well...
Is Sir John Falstaff here?
Sir, he is within, and I would I could do a good office between you.
It is spoke as a Christian's ought to speak.
He hath wronged me, Master Page.
Sir, he doth in some sort confess it.
If it be confessed, it is not redressed. Is not that so, Master Page? He hath wronged me, indeed he hath, and a word he hath. Believe me, Robert Shallow, Esquire, Seth, he is wrong.
Here comes Sir John.
Now, Master Shallow, you complain of me to the king?
Right. You have beaten my men, killed my deer, and broke open my lodge.
But not kissed your keeper's daughter.
Then, this shall be answered.
I will answer it straight. I've done all this. That is now answered.
The council shall know of this.
'Twere better for you if it were known in council. You'll be laughed at.
Poke a verba, Sir John. Good works.
Good works, good cabbage. Slender, I broke your head. What matter of you against me?
Marry, sir, I have matter in my head against you and against your coney-catching rascals, Bardolph, Nim, and Pistol. They carried me to the tavern and made me drunk and afterwards picked my pocket.
Mephistopheles!
It is no matter.
Slice, I say.
Poker, poker.
Slice, that's my humour.
Where's simple, my man? Can you tell, cousin?
Please, I pray you. Now, let us understand. There is three umpires in this matter, as I understand. That is Master Page, Fidelicit Master Page, and there is myself, Fidelicit myself, and the three party is lastly and finally mine host of the gutter.
Yeah, we three do hear it and end it between.
Very good. I will make a brief of it in my notebook, and we will afterwards work upon the cause with as great discreetly as we can.
Pistol?
He hears with ears.
The devil understand what phrase is this, he hears with ear. Why, it is affectation.
Pistol, did you pick Master Slimmer's purse?
Aye, by these gloves, did he, or I would I might never come in my own right chamber again else. Of 7 groats in mill sixpences and 2 Edward Shovel boards that cost me 2 shilling and 2 pence a piece of yeet miller by these gloves.
Is this true, Pistol?
No, it is false. If it is a pickpocket.
No, mountain foreigner! Sir John and Master Mine, I combat challenge of this Latin Bilbo. Word of denial in thy labrous ear! Word of denial! Froth and scum thou layest!
Oh, by these lambs, then, was he?
Be advised, sir, and pass good humours. I'll say marry trap with you if they run the nuts humour with me. That's the very note of it.
Oh, by this hat, then he and the red face had it. Though I cannot remember what I did when you made me drunk, yet I'm not altogether an ass.
Well, what see you, Scarlet and John?
Why, sir, for my part, I see the gentleman had drunk himself out of his 5 sentences.
It is his 5 senses, fie, what the ignorance is.
And being fep, sir, was, as they say, cashiered, and so conclusions past the conveyors.
Ah, you spake in Latin then, too. Oh, but 'tis no matter. I'll ne'er be drunk whilst I live again, but in honest, civil, godly company for this trick. If I be drunk, I'll be drunk with those that have the fear of God and not with drunken knaves.
So, God judge me, that is a virtuous mind.
You hear all these matters tonight, gentlemen, you hear it.
Nay, daughter, carry the wine in, we'll drink with it.
Oh, heaven, this is Mistress Anne Page.
How now, Mistress Ford?
Mistress Ford, by my truth, you're very well met. By your leave, good mistress.
Wife, bid these gentlemen welcome.
Oh, you are welcome indeed.
Come, we have a hot venison pasty to dinner. Come, gentlemen, I hope we shall drink down all unkindness. Come.
I'd rather than 40 shillings I have my book of songs and sonnets here. How now, Simple, where have you been? I must wait to myself, must I? You've not the book of riddles about you, have you?
Book of riddles? Why, did you not lend it to Ellie's shortcake upon All Hallowmas last, a fortnight afore Michaelmas?
Come, cuz, we stay for you. A word with you, cuz, married this cuz. That is, as twere, a tender, a kind of tender made afar off by Sir Hugh here. Do you understand me?
I say you shall find me reasonable. If it be so, I shall do that is reason.
Nay, but understand
me. Oh, so I do, sir.
Give ear to his motions, Master Slender. I will description the matter to you, if you be capacity of it.
Nay, I will do as my cousin Shallow says. I pray you pardon me. He's a justice of peace in his country, Simple though I stand here.
But that is not the question. The question is concerning your marriage.
Aye, there's the point, sir.
Marry, is it the very point of it to Mistress Anne Page?
Why, if it be so, I will marry her upon any reasonable demand.
But can you affection the woman? Let us command to know that of your mouth or of your lips. For divers philosophers hold that the lips is parcel of the mouth. Therefore, precisely, can you carry your goodwill to the maid?
Cousin Abraham Slender, can you love her?
I hope, sir, I will do as it shall become one that would do reason.
Nay, God's lords and his ladies, you must speak positable if you carry her your desires towards her.
That you must. Will you, upon good dowry, marry her?
I would do a greater thing than that upon your request, cousin, in any reason.
Nay, conceive me, sweet cuz. What I do is to pleasure you, cuz. Can you love the maid?
I will marry her, sir, at your request. But if there be no great love in the beginning, yet heaven may decrease it upon better acquaintance when we are married and have more occasion to know one another. I hope upon familiarity we'll grow more content. But if you say marry her, I will marry her. That I am freely dissolved and dissolutely.
It is a very discretion answer. Say if the fall is in the word dissolutely. The word is, according to our meaning, resolutely. His meaning is good.
I think my cousin meant well.
Aye, or else I would have might be hanged, la.
Here comes fair Mistress Page. Would I were young for your sake, Mistress Anne.
The dinner is on the table. My father desires your worship's company.
I will wait upon him, fair Mistress Anne.
Odds blessed will, I will not be absent of the grace.
Will it please your worship to come in, sir?
No, thank you, forsooth, heartily. Very well.
Well, the dinner attends you, sir.
I'm not a-hungry. Thank you, forsooth. Go, sirrah, for all you are my man, go wait upon my cousin Shallow. A justice of peace sometime may be beholding to his friend for a man. I keep but 3 men and a boy yet till my mother be dead. But what though, yet I live like a poor gentleman born.
I may not go in without your worship. They will not sit till you come.
Faith, I'll eat nothing. I thank you as much as though I did.
I pray you, sir, walk in.
I'd rather walk here, I thank you. I bruised my shin the other day with playing at sword and dagger with a master of fence, 3 vennies for a dish of stewed prunes, and I with my ward defending my head, he hot my shin, and by my troth, I cannot abide the smell of hot meat sins. Why do your dogs bark so? Be there bears in the town?
I think there are, sir. I heard them talking.
Oh, I love the sport well, but I shall as soon quarrel at it as any man in England. You are afraid if you see the bear loose, are you not?
Aye, indeed, sir.
Ha ha! That's meat and drink to me now. I've seen Sackerson loose 20 times, and have taken him by the chain. But I warrant you, the women have so cried and shrieked at it that it passed. But women, indeed, cannot abide them. They are very ill-favoured rough things.
Ah, come, gentle Master Slender, come. We stay for you.
I'll eat nothing, I thank you, sir.
Oh, by cock and pie, you shall not choose, sir. Come, come.
Pray you lead the way.
Oh, come on, sir.
Mistress Anne, yourself shall go first.
Not I, sir. Pray you, keep on.
Well, truly, I will not go first. Truly, la. I will not do you that wrong.
I pray you, sir.
I'd rather be unmannerly than troublesome. You yourself wrong, indeed, la.